Yeah, every day I see the old man on the block with some night train in his hand. His name is Sam. I'm sure back in the days he had plans like any other person who choose to dream. He got that 70s lean, and though he's an alcoholic, he stays clean. Neighborhood niggas, we look out, especially during summertime when we cook out. Brown bag from the liquor store so he can sip on. I never tell him get lost. Treat the elders with respect when you come across them. Never judge a book by the damage that you see on the cover in the outside, cause inside explains a man's outline. Relationships about ties, true bonds, not true lies. See me and old dude talk one-on-one, he dropped jewels while I listen. Came a time, he said, survival is a black man's mission, huh? Took an account on his life, who he became was his decision. Saying long ago he was a rich nigga, prominent in circles that dealt with honor and virtue. By his name alone he could refer you, that's what he said. So I'ma take his word as a man, not in my head, cause I'm convinced of what he's saying are confessions. Or call them life lessons. When the time is cold, I see Sam standing in front of the stove. Scarf around his neck, it's 40 below. I pull up, what up, old man? Yo, what you doing out here? It's freezing, seeing the cold as he breathing. Yo, hop in, take a ride with me. Know when he trusts and confide in me, we dip off. All previous conversations end up a continuation from the last one, either about life or something funny. Either or, at the end of it all I end up passing him some money, which is cool on my part, helping another man out. But the paper's not what it's about. See, I was taught about perception, some hide behind their wealth and never have an understanding of self. Bet every dollar that they're all alone, worse than some with no place they lay their head at times. So life stress I just set aside. Life's about balance, like rotating four set of ties. Sam made it clear for me to recognize. Really, we're not that different, though we lead two separate lives. It's things in common that coincide.